You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney FC has won the A-League Grand Final, but it wasn't without controversy. An Australian Grand Final record crowd of 56,371 packed into Perth Stadium. In the first half, Sydney FC thought they'd score the opening goal of the match, only to be ruled out for offside. The video assistant referee had the chance to correct a clearly wrong decision by the referee, only to make another error. Fox Sports expert commentator Robbie Slater had this to say in the halftime break.
The disgrace that is the VAR have again, in the biggest game of the season, made it now controversial when there should be no controversy at all.
In the end, it came down to extra time and penalties. Sydney's Iranian import Reza Kuchanajad scored the final spot kick to clinch the A-League trophy 4-1 in the shootout. Here's how Perth's dominant season ended in defeat at the hands of Sydney.
Kuchanajad scores! And against the Premiers, against all odds, a long way from home, it is Sydney FC who are the champions of Australia for a record-equalling fourth time.
In England, Manchester City crushed Watford 6-0 at Wembley to complete a domestic treble of FA Cup, Premier League and League Cup. Here's how Optus Sport called the opening goal of the match.
David Silva jumping. Get it back again. And David Silva puts Manchester City in front with his first goal of 2019.
Five more goals followed as City ran away to an easy FA Cup victory. After the game, coach Pep Guardiola paid tribute to his team, which became the first in English football to complete a domestic treble.
To be 10 mounts, playing all competitions, and the fact that never no teams, when incredible teams have done in this country, and be the first means that if one team is able to do that, another team is going to repeat sooner or later, but we were the first. And the consistent, it means a consistent every 3 days during 10 months. I love the Champions League, but do that is more difficult than win the Champions League.
City captain Vincent Kompany announced it was his last game for the club following the victory. The Belgian international is returning to his former club Anderlecht as player coach. In the NRL this weekend, the South Sydney Rabbitohs moved back to the top of the ladder with a thrilling win over the Canberra Raiders. Here's how Fox Sports called the Raiders' final assault on the try line, trying to snatch the victory.
And we get down to the game-defining play, and South have come up with it!
Marcus Stroyk!
The Bunnies will win!
On Friday night, the Sydney Roosters lost for the first time in 8 matches, the Brisbane Broncos edging out the defending Premiers by 5 points. In the AFL this weekend, the Geelong Cats stayed top of the ladder after overcoming the Western Bulldogs by 44 points. Collingwood has recorded its 6th consecutive victory, surging home to beat St Kilda 112-71. West Coast Eagles saw off the Melbourne Demons by 16 points. But the closest match of the weekend was Brisbane's clash with Adelaide. The Lions scoring a nail-biting 1-point win, despite a goal from Adelaide star Eddie Betts close to the final siren. Here's how Fox Sports described the closing stages.
Can't waste time, over the top, Betts finishes the goal!
Time's run out.
Siren sounds! The Lions hang on for the most dramatic of victories!
The win keeps Brisbane safely in the top four. In Super Netball, the New South Wales Swifts fell to their first defeat of the 2019 season, going down 59-57 to the reigning champion Sunshine Coast Lightning in Sydney. Carla Pretorius was named player of the match and she spoke to Channel 9 after the 2-point victory.
I'm very proud of the Lightning girls. I think at different stages in the game somebody just stepped up and that's well done, and I'm very proud of the way we fought back, and still a lot of stuff we can do, can improve on, and yeah, that's great.
At the US PGA Golf Tournament, history has already been made no matter who ends up winning the event on Monday morning. American Brooks Koepka leads the field by a record 7 shots. His 12-under par total after 54 holes has never been bettered in the history of the tournament, which was held for the first time in 1916. This year's tournament is being staged on New York's Long Island. Koepka says playing in front of the New York fans has made his record-breaking tournament a lot of fun.
It's really enjoyable to play in front of them and to feel that electricity. I felt it all week playing with Tiger. You know what you're going to get, but even today, there was a lot of people out there, and it was fun to play in front of them.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.